This is Unit 1 of Pimsleur's Croatian. Listen to this Croatian conversation.
Oprostite, razumijete li engleski?
Ne, ne razumijem engleski.
Malo razumijem hrvatski.
Jeste li vi Amerikanac?
Da.
In the next few minutes, you will learn not only to understand this conversation, but to take part in it yourself. Imagine that you are an American man meeting a Croatian woman. You want to begin a conversation, so you say, "Excuse me."
Oprostite.
The Croatian speaker is going to repeat this word part by part, starting from the end. You are to repeat each part after him, trying to make your pronunciation sound exactly like his. Be sure you repeat aloud.
Te. Tite. Tite. Ros. Rostite. Rostite. Op. Op. Rostite. Oprostite. Oprostite.
How do you say excuse me in Croatian?
Oprostite.
Now you want to ask her if she understands English. First, the word English, meaning the English language. Listen and repeat.
Engleski. Ski. Gle. Gleski. Eng. Engleski. Engleski.
How do you say English?
Engleski.
Make sure you're saying
eng
and not ing at the beginning of the word. Say again, English.
Engleski.
Say, excuse me.
Oprostite.
Did you hear the rolling R sound in this word? You should repeat after the speaker gives the correct response, trying to make your pronunciation sound like his.
Oprostite. Oprostite.
Say again, English.
Engleski. Engleski.
You want to ask, do you understand? Here's how to say, you understand. Just listen.
Razumijete. Razumijete.
Now listen and repeat, part by part.
Te. Jete. Jete. Mijete. Zu. Zu mijete. Zumijete. Ra. Razumijete. Razumijete.
Say again, you understand.
Razumijete.
Do you remember how to say English?
Engleski. Engleski.
And now try to say, you understand English.
Razumijete engleski. Razumijete engleski.
How would you say, excuse me?
Oprostite. Oprostite.
Here is the word that is used to make a question in Croatian. Listen and repeat.
Li. Li.
A statement can usually be turned into a yes-no question by adding the word
li.
Once again, say, you understand.
Razumijete.
and now try to ask, "Do you understand?"
Razumijete li? Razumijete li? Razumijete li engleski?
Ask the woman if she understands English.
Razumijete li engleski? Razumijete li engleski?
The woman answers, "No." Listen and repeat.
Ne. Ne.
How does she say no?
Ne.
How would you ask someone if she understands?
Razumijete li? Razumijete li?
Ask her again if she understands English.
Razumijete li engleski?
How does she answer? No.
Ne. Ne.
Here is how to say, "I understand." Listen and repeat.
Razumijem. Jem. Mijem. Mijem. Zu. Zu mijem. Ra. Razumijem.
Say again, "I understand."
Razumijem.
Try to say, "I understand English."
Razumijem engleski.
And now tell the woman, "You understand."
Razumijete.
Here's "I understand" and "you understand" together. Just listen.
Razumijem, razumijete. Razumijem, razumijete.
Say "I understand."
Razumijem.
Say "excuse me."
Oprostite.
Say again, "You understand."
Razumijete.
Ask the woman, "Do you understand?"
Razumijete li? Razumijete li?
Ask her if she understands English.
Razumijete li engleski?
How does she answer? No.
Ne.
How would she say, "I understand"?
Razumijem.
Now she wants to say, "I don't understand." Listen and repeat.
Ne razumijem. Ne. Ne razumijem.
She says, "I don't understand."
Ne razumijem.
It's the
ne
that makes this negative. Listen again.
Ne razumijem.
This almost sounds like one word. Many smaller sounds are sometimes hard to hear clearly because they blend together in rapid speech. It's important to notice them, however, because they often change the meaning of the sentence. She says again, "I don't understand."
Ne razumijem. Ne razumijem.
Say English.
Engleski.
She says, "I don't understand English."
Ne razumijem engleski.
Do you remember how to say excuse me?
Oprostite.
Ask her if she understands English.
Razumijete li engleski? Li.
She answers, no.
Ne.
How would she say, no, I don't understand?
Ne, ne razumijem. Ne, ne razumijem.
I don't understand English.
Ne razumijem engleski.
Now here's the name of the Croatian language. Listen and repeat.
Hrvatski. Ski. Ski. Va. Vatski. Vatski. Hr. Hr. Hrvatski. Hrvatski.
This word begins with a sound similar to a breathy English letter H, and it has the rolling R. Say Croatian, meaning the Croatian language.
Hrvatski. Hr. Hrvatski.
Say, I understand.
Razumijem.
Try to say, I understand Croatian.
Razumijem Hrvatski. Razumijem Hrvatski.
Did you hear the rolling R in both words? Tell me again that you understand Croatian.
Razumijem Hrvatski.
Now tell me that you don't understand Croatian.
Ne razumijem Hrvatski.
Say, you understand Croatian.
Razumijete Hrvatski.
She says, excuse me.
Oprostite.
Ask me if I understand Croatian.
Razumijete li Hrvatski? Li. Razumijete li Hrvatski?
Here's how to say a little. Listen and repeat.
Malo. Lo. Ma. Malo. Malo.
Say again, a little.
Malo.
To say that you understand a little in Croatian, you say literally, a little, I understand. Try to say, I understand a little.
Malo razumijem. Malo razumijem.
Say, I understand Croatian.
Razumijem Hrvatski.
Now say again, I understand a little.
Malo razumijem.
Try to say, I understand Croatian a little. Literally, a little I understand Croatian.
Malo razumijem Hrvatski. Malo razumijem Hrvatski.
Now she wants to ask, "Are you American?" Listen and repeat, American.
Amerikanac. Nat. Ka. Kanac. Ri. Ameri. Amerikanac. Amerikanac.
Notice the rhythm of the word. Listen to it again and repeat after the speaker.
Amerikanac. Amerikanac.
Although the word for you is usually omitted in Croatian, you need it when you say you are American. Here is how she would say you are. First, the word you. Listen and repeat.
Vi. Vi. Vi.
Say you.
Vi.
You are. Listen and repeat.
Vi ste. 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 Vi ste.
Say you are.
Vi ste.
Say American.
Amerikanac.
How would she say you are American?
Vi ste Amerikanac. Vi ste Amerikanac.
And how do you say you understand?
Razumijete.
She says again, you are American.
Vi ste Amerikanac.
Do you remember the word used to make a question in Croatian?
Li.
How do you ask? Do you understand?
Razumijete li?
She says again, you are American.
Vi ste Amerikanac.
Now she's going to ask, are you American? Just listen.
Jeste li vi Amerikanac? Jeste li vi Amerikanac?
Did you notice the change in the word for are when you ask a question? Now listen and repeat. Are you?
Jeste li vi? Jeste? Jeste li vi?
Try to ask, are you American?
Jeste li vi Amerikanac? Jeste li vi? Jeste li vi Amerikanac?
And how do you say you are?
Vi ste. Vi ste Amerikanac.
Ask again. Are you?
Jeste li vi?
Ask me if I'm American.
Jeste li vi Amerikanac?
Here is how to say yes. Listen and repeat.
Da. Da.
How do you say yes in Croatian?
Da.
She says again, you are American.
Vi ste Amerikanac.
Now ask the woman, do you understand English?
Razumijete li engleski?
She answers, a little.
Malo. Malo.
Now ask her, do you understand Croatian?
Razumijete li hrvatski?
She answers, yes.
Da.
And how does she ask you if you are American?
Jeste li vi Amerikanac? Jeste li vi Amerikanac?
She says, excuse me.
Oprostite.
She asks again, are you American?
Jeste li vi Amerikanac?
Answer, yes.
Da. Da.
How does she say that you are American?
Vi ste Amerikanac. Da, vi ste Amerikanac.
Now she asks, do you understand Croatian?
Razumijete li hrvatski? Razumijete li hrvatski?
Say, yes, I understand Croatian.
Da, razumijem hrvatski.
Yes, a little.
Da, malo. Malo.
Try to say, I understand Croatian a little.
Malo razumijem hrvatski. Malo razumijem hrvatski.
Ask her, do you understand English?
Razumijete li engleski?
How does she answer? No, I don't understand.
Ne, ne razumijem. Ne, ne razumijem.
I don't understand English.
Ne razumijem engleski.
Say, I understand Croatian a little.
Malo razumijem hrvatski.
Now sit back and listen to the same Croatian conversation you heard at the beginning of this unit, just a few minutes ago.
Oprostite, razumijete li engleski?
Ne, ne razumijem engleski.
Malo razumijem hrvatski.
Jeste li vi Amerikanac?
Da.
Listen to it again.
Oprostite, razumijete li engleski?
Ne, ne razumijem engleski.
Malo razumijem hrvatski.
Jeste li vi Amerikanac?
Da.
Now imagine that you're the man sitting next to the Croatian woman. You want to begin a conversation. What do you say to get her attention?
Oprostite. Oprostite.
She doesn't answer you. Try asking her if she understands.
Razumijete li? Razumijete li?
Ask her if she understands Croatian.
Razumijete li hrvatski?
Still no answer. Now ask her if she understands English.
Razumijete li engleski?
Ne. Ne.
How does she tell you that she doesn't understand English?
Ne razumijem engleski. Ne razumijem engleski.
How does she ask you if you understand Croatian?
Razumijete li hrvatski?
Tell her you understand a little.
Malo razumijem. Malo razumijem.
How does she ask you if you are American?
Jeste li vi Amerikanac? Jeste li vi Amerikanac?
Tell her yes.
Da.
Now she'll ask you a question. Try to answer it truthfully.
Razumijete li engleski? Razumijete li engleski?
Da, razumijem engleski.
She has another question. Answer it using the expression a little.
Razumijete li hrvatski? Razumijete li hrvatski?
Malo. Malo razumijem hrvatski.
And that's true. Now you do understand Croatian a little. Don't be concerned if you haven't made every response correctly. All that you have learned here will be reviewed in future units. If you've mastered about 80% of the material in this lesson, you're ready to move on to the next. Otherwise, you should invest another 30 minutes in doing this unit over again. This is the end of Unit 1 and the end of today's lesson. PIMSLR courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.